God.
Wow. Well, I see you're getting ready for the big occasion coming up.
Do you like my bonnet?
Oh, is that what that is?
Well, I asked to borrow one from the skull, and this is what she gave me.
Ooh. I know. You definitely went to the right person for the special event coming up. But
there's only one person to go to for a bonnet.
I've never heard of people wearing bonnets for April Fool's Day. But she would be the one who could provide April Fool's.
I thought you didn't see my theme sweater.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes. April Fool's.
Oh. Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. They're funny, they're wild, they're gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
The 30th of March, 2026. Could you scrape some of this yellow stuff out of my nose? Miss Dolly Hortensia, Adria Parton. I am one of your hosts, the one who, y'all, I have the Mucinex, the Claritin, and the Brofamin or something in me, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And that's also that I can keep getting it out. Yes, I can keep getting whatever's in here out. Y'all, I tried and tried and tried to keep it out of my chest and didn't. I mean, I'm better than coworkers, but y'all, I'm still a little short of breath. So either
way. Sounds like a little black lung.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the coal mine.
From the coal mine and the pollen also, but yes.
Oh, well, maybe the pollen.
There's that. But yeah, y'all, it's right. You know, it hasn't moved like to where you got the raspy cough, but it's like you've got the heartburn. It's right there at the bottom, like right.
So it's not.
Right. No, okay. it's the right of the chest. Y'all also just chewed some Tums. So that I could burp all up in here. And joining me today,
he
obviously did not have an event at the Performing Arts Center. Y'all, he didn't go to the Monster Mash or whatever, the big truck.
I did the mash.
Huh? Y'all.
So.
Y'all, it's been a weekend in Charleston, let me tell you.
Oh, it has. It has.
If you were able to stay home this weekend, highly recommended. Y'all, we had the Flower Town Festival up in Scummerville, the big monster truck event at the Coliseum, the U.S. Open or whatever, World Open, I don't know, out on Daniel Island at the Family Circle Cup.
That's the tennis ball.
It is. And the Cooper River Bridge Run.
Oh, yes.
The Cuppa River Bridge Run. Or as the people from out of town are abbreviating it all over the Reddit now, TBR.
TBR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bridge Run.
The Bridge Run. And so I think there was some estimation that there were like 28,000 people in town or something along those lines. Y'all, it's a lot. It's a lot. I think most of them have been on the highway right outside the Vader family compound all weekend.
Yeah.
There's been that. That fun. So what about you? How was your weekend, Big Fatty?
It was lovely. Just lovely. So, but you'll have to find out the highlights on tomorrow's little show.
Well, you know, that's how we do it.
Well, I will tell you, two of the highlights this weekend were the two giftettes that I was not expecting, but I received from the Presbyterian Delivery Service.
Well, and you know, we love it when
Moose P. I haven't opened them yet because I hadn't recorded.
Ah, well, I was going to say, we love it when Moose P. sends us a giftette.
Well, it's probably, I know one of them is from Moose P. because he sent the picture that the Presbyterian Delivery Service takes and sends to the sender, and it was a picture of my bushes.
Oh.
So he said, oh, I hope Big Fatty actually got the present since the Presbyterians didn't take a good picture.
Did you find the gift at in the bushes?
No, it was on the porch.
Okay.
They just fucked up the picture.
Y'all just checking, because around here at the Vader family compound, you never know. There's a big ditch. There's a gullet, if you will, out back. Y'all, the city has been here for the last 3 weeks. I forget what they call it when they put the rocks.
Hobo on removal.
Right. Where they put the rocks on the edge. And make it, you know, clean it up, keep the ground from eroding. Because y'all, quite honestly, some people stepped out their back door, and if they weren't paying attention, they said, woo, as they fell into the ditch. It had gotten a little bad.
Well, we know how you love a ditch.
Well, it's true. Well, that's where my mail gets thrown, I assume, most of the time. So that's why you can't send anything to the Vader family compound, because it'll end up in the ditch. But, Yeah. Well, y'all, this is
so usually... So how was your week?
Well, this is usually when I tell you all the things. Y'all... that's all I got. Working on a project at the coal mine with a little bit of AI assistance, but I mentioned it last week that
I didn't know Al was working in the office.
Well, the two of us are the only ones who were there most of the week. Let me put it that way. We got that, a lot of that done. It's submitted to the App Store for review and all that good stuff. And so all that, y'all, it's going to be, y'all, people are just going to lose their damn minds, because they're going to have to download a new app and sign back in and all that. But y'all, we were using a third party, and probably for about a decade, truthfully, y'all, the app has not been touched since it launched, basically, other than if there were some major issue with a new software release. But it is terrible and antiquated, and it just, y'all,
sounds
it doesn't
like something from Walnut Hills.
Well, it's true. And y'all, it doesn't do anything special that requires us to pay an insane amount of money to license it every year. And I said, you know, I can recreate this. This is, you know, there are some features that I'll add later that we don't even use currently. But so anyway, worked on that this week. It was a good week for that. There was no one pestering me, but, y'all, this coming week, I don't know if there'll be a little show next Monday or if it'll be on time.
Well, I know you'll be hunting your hot cross buns and eggs.
One can only hope. Y'all got to go up to, where do I have to go? No, well, yeah, but that's later. Wednesday, y'all were, myself and Lorena, who works with me at the coal mine, y'all were going up to like the Greenville area. I think we're going to Simpsonville. I truthfully don't remember where I made the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn reservation. We've got to go up there to meet with a coal miner, a former coal miner. Y'all, I don't know what to do, because y'all, he lost an arm in an accident. And so he has a prosthetic. And that's on his right hand that he would shake your hand with. So what do I do when I meet him? Do I shake left hand?
May I give you ask Bob Dole?
Please, Big Fatty. What would you do? What would Big Fatty do in this situation?
Well, I'd say, well, it's very nice to meet you, and see which hand he stuck out.
Well, there's that. And you know this coal miner. You
oh,
do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He lost his arm while he was a coal miner. And and still went on to do some amazing things. Y'all, he was hot when he was at the coal mine. So interested to see, but he does have a wife and a toddler, so there's that.
Ooh.
Y'all, and then we gotta go to the Nashville to meet a man about a bank. And y'all,
oh, I thought it was gonna be about a dog.
Well, could be. But y'all, he was supposed to get back with me to let me know which date we would be going up there, but y'all, he has not. And so y'all got to pester him a little bit this week. But then, so that's Wednesday and Thursday that I'm going to the Greenville, Spartanburg area, GSP, if you will.
That's about 3.5-4 hours?
The door-to-door from my house to the motel was 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Ooh.
Now, I got to pick Lorena. That doesn't
You got to pick Lorena up, and, you know, there'll be Turl stops and at least 2 meals.
Well, right. Well, as long as Lorena can have her case of sparkling water, you know, we'll be okay. But y'all, I'm thinking about asking her to just meet me at the area of Puerto where I'm going to pick up the rental car. And then that way she can just leave her car there in the garage and we can just go. And because y'all, Lorena lives out in the West Ashley, and she lives in the part that's between downtown and 526, about halfway. Mm-hmm. And so there's no fast way to get to Lorena's.
No, and the traffic is terrible out that way.
Yeah, especially that. And so, y'all, it'll add about an hour each way to me coming and going. So, we think we're just going
to... Might as well add it to her.
Right. And it's not my problem. She lives there. But either way, so we're going to do that. And yeah, we're gonna go and do that on Wednesday and Thursday. And then, y'all, on Saturday, I'm going to go up to the Hatville and spend the night with the Hats, y'all. It'll be a challenge.
Well, now, will you be going to the Baptist church and singing the Old Rugged Cross?
I can only hope that so I can get some live audio for the little show. Y'all, the lady who plays
maybe,
the organ.
Maybe the Book of Bacon will be read or something like that.
Well,
anyway.
It's Easter. I would imagine they would. But yeah, y'all, the lady who plays the organ, y'all, she's got the bad arthritis. She's super sweet. I've known her my whole life. Well, she's not that sweet, but she's sweet enough. And y'all, so when she plays the organ, it's more missed notes than it's correct notes these days. And so... it will be an interesting experience if I go. But y'all, Father Hat can't go. And so that puts me in the position of, do I go with the Hat Arena and leave Father Hat at home alone? Or does the Hat Arena go to church by herself and I stay home with Father Hat? So we'll have to figure all that out.
Well, regardless, he can keep an eye out on the ham.
Oh, well, you know there'll be a ham.
Hello? You know, nothing says death of Jesus like a ham.
Yeah. Y'all, and the thing about it is Father Hat does not like ham. So,
really?
No. Y'all, he, in his old age, and his infirmment and whatever. Y'all, since he, I'm on so many meds, I can't even think of all the words. But he... Y'all, he...
Okay, well, that's this week. How about all the other weeks?
Right. Okay. But y'all, his taste bud, the only thing I have to live for is food. And so, y'all...
Just waiting to die.
It's something new that he likes about every 3 or 4 months. And we're off the beef jerky kick, which is a shame because I've got a whole bag of beef jerky, like a whole shopping bag full of other bags. In fact, I, you know, have been stocking up on it.
We'll just leave it in a bedroom up there. He'll again sometime.
Oh, absolutely. It was popcorn for the longest time. Especially
love popcorn.
The dill pickle popcorn was his favorite. But but now it seems to be turkey sticks. Those they're basically like a Slim Jim, but now they're all the rage, you know.
All the kids are eating the turkey sticks. You know.
So yeah, he's got to figure out what I'm taking him because, you know, he can't have the sugar.
Oh,
So, or he can have sugar, but nothing with added sugar, which is candy and cakes and sweets and things. So, got to figure out what I'm taking him. But y'all, I ordered the Hatterina. It should be delivered soon from the Hercules Candy. Do y'all follow the Hercules Candy on the YouTube?
I have never heard of Hercules Candy.
Oh, it's family. It's a great family-owned candy business up in the Syracuse, New York.
So, up near Mr. Cackle.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where the jar's from, is up that way. But
speaking of that, the nip sawing.
Oh.
St. Patrick's Day. Excuse me. St. Fatty's Day.
Correct.
Before he fell.
Ah, so he forgot. Yeah,
And he says that the jar's gotten fat.
Well, the jar wasn't ever skinny.
No, but. And if anybody knows about getting fat, it's the nip.
Well, that's true. And if the nip is bold enough to comment on it, then, you know.
Well, I don't know if he told him that, but.
I mean.
Oh, you've gotten fat.
I know the nip. So it wouldn't surprise me if he told him that.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah. Y'all, I haven't spoken to the jar in quite a while. So, but yeah, I know he's off doing whatever jars do. But he's not playing the rugby. But yeah, I don't think. He wasn't at the rugby. I went to the rugby game the other week. I didn't see him. But but anyway.
Well, maybe he saw you and decided not to go to the game.
Oh, that'd be fine. But, I have that effect on people. It doesn't affect, it does not faze me at all. Oh, my Lord. Speaking of Miss Bacon.
Yes.
Just waiting to hear back from you. Y'all,
She's been very busy.
Well, I know. Look, I'm catching up on podcasts, so I've been hearing what she's been up to. But
well, she's been busy cussing like a sailor.
Well, she's Miss Bacon. Look. Everybody thinks she's all sweet. She's just sweet, motherly bacon. Y'all, she's not. She's not. She's got a hard edge to her. I'm telling you, she'll cut you. Don't cross Miss Bacon or her children's.
Right.
Or Smelly. But Smelly can take care of himself. But yeah. I mean.
Yeah, she gets on her motorcycle and drives up there to the Sturgeon motorcycle rally.
Mm-hmm. They have caviar there. Frequently.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why else would you go to a motorcycle rally except to have caviar?
That's why I go. So, yeah. Ooh, y'all. Speaking of, just a little gay PSA. If, you know, we don't often give we need a little bit of music here.
Here, let me see if I can find it.
This is that week. It's, you know, you're on vacation for 7-8 days. You come back and you're kind of like, and you know, you deal with it and you're exhausted and then you get caught up. And then y'all, this week is the week that it all really catches up with you. This past week was because y'all, there's a lot happening in my life and it's nothing crazy, nothing necessarily bad other than this like congestion issue. But it's just y'all, you think, oh, I'm finally getting settled back in. And y'all, on Saturday, I ate my lunch and whatever. I'd been out and about. Y'all got stuck in the Bridge Run traffic. And got home. Y'all, I'd planned to run a bunch of errands and I said, absolutely not.
Nope.
I'm going to do laundry today. I'll do the errands on Sunday. Turns out that was the correct decision. Although, y'all, the Aldi was sold out of just about everything I actually wanted that was healthy. Got up in the bed while the laundry was going. And I was like, I am tired. I'm just going to have to take a little nip a nap.
I know what happened.
Y'all, I woke up 2.5 hours later.
Right.
And then it just ruined the rest of my day because, like, you know, your body's all discombobulated at that point. But if you think I did not go to bed that night, last night, as we record this, at a reasonable time and sleep until 9 o'clock this morning, you're also incorrect. So,
well, Fat people.
Yeah. So it's look, I got it this week is just caught up with me. Mm. So either way,
and it's just starting now. It's true. I wasn't here on March the 1st because I was coming back from Lost Wages.
Hmm.
And so I know March came in like a little lamb.
Ooh.
And have we heard, has the rat given us a preview of a lion or lamb on Two I Say Tuesday?
You would know more about the rat than me. Last I heard, he was trapped. I forget where he was. He was in an airport or some other city posting stuff on Instagram where he was at a museum or something. Last I heard from him. So I don't even know if he's around. He may have, taken some time off. But, I don't keep up with the rat. But
that's too bad.
Yeah. But back to my gay PSA.
Oh,
if you haven't heard, the Key West Airport underwent a multi-year, multi-billion dollar expansion. And y'all, they built a terminal with jet bridges. And I have mixed feelings about this because I liked the old airport. I liked how simple it was. I liked the little beach bar down in the the area you're in waiting to board. I like you just kind of like casually walked out across the tarmac to the jet or to the stairs onto a 737. It was a bit chaotic, but y'all, it was, I don't know. It just made it special, but no one asked me. And so y'all, they built a real terminal with real gates and jet bridges. And so, y'all, they've had record-breaking numbers of tourism every month since the new airport opened. It's been several months now. But, y'all, they're running more flights. And while the runway is still short, so there are only certain planes, they can't land a 777 or something. Or actually, they probably could land a 777. They just couldn't get – there isn't enough space for it to take off. Y'all, there are more flights. There are more flights going to Key West. So if you're interested, well, there probably are more, but United finally has some decent service to the Key West that we can catch here from the Charleston. So I can finally get down there. So
direct,
not direct, but United partnered with JetBlue. So also there's
code sharing.
Yeah. So there's also that option, but there are flights from DC, which is admittedly Dulles is the wrong direction, but it is what it is. So I'm I've got my hand on the y'all don't have any money, but I've got my hand on the purchase button because y'all we're ready for a different wakey than Lost Wages. And y'all, we've been just about everywhere we want to go is the problem. So we're keeping our options open for our May wakey. So.
Well, thank you for that information because it's always good when.
So you can find Mr. Vader on a bar stool in Key West somewhere. So,
no surprise. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of quote-unquote famous people born on this day. And I have to tell you who they are, because you'll never know unless you're Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. And then I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because who knows?
Mark Davis. Mark with a C.
Oh. y'all, he's still alive as far as I know. Y'all, that's that Chef Mark up there in the New York City. He used to have a podcast.
Mark Davis, dad is a doornail. He was an American animator for the Rat.
Great.
I thought you might know that because you love the Rat.
Well, so much so I haven't been to the G'days in how many years? All right.
I don't know. John Astin.
Ooh, John Astin. Y'all, as far as I know, he's dead. Y'all, he's that Sean Astin's father. He was an actor back in the day. And his wife, what was her name? I've already forgotten. But yes.
John Astin is alive. He's 95 years old.
Jesus.
He is an American actor, and he was Gomez on The Addams Family.
And Scott.
All right.
Oh, and Scott, yes. I didn't know Scott was on The Addams Family.
Yeah, they called it P&S Explosion, but similar.
Oh, and Scott. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Big Fatty, spell, say the initials in her name in order out loud. Ooh.
CD?
No, no, I'm sorry. Say the vowels in her name out loud.
E-I-E-I-O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Celine Dion. Y'all, she's stricken with a chronic disease, but she is still alive, and y'all, she's TikToking. And hopefully she'll tour again, because I'd really like to see her. So, love that Celine Dion.
And, you know, My Heart Will Go On for, you know, Granny calls her Celine Dion.
That's about, for right. Granny.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, we do.
Secretariat.
Oh, the horse. Y'all, as far as I know, the horse is dead. Secretariat, the horse is dead.
Dead as a doornail, American thoroughbred racehorse and Triple Crown winner back in 1973.
Jesus. Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't know.
I was a junior in high school.
Lord. Well, I never read the book or watched the movie or any of that, but yeah.
I didn't know Secretariat had written a book, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That just shows what you know. Well, Big Fatty, how's your week looking?
Well, it's looking all right.
Okay. Well, no big horror events to plan for? No big do-ins?
No. Ooh, I'm a little gassy. I had had a solid with some chicken tenders on it.
Ooh.
And it's kind of like, it's coming back up on me.
Well, y'all, they just opened
what doesn't.
Yeah, well, right. And y'all, they just opened a Marshall's here by the Vader family compound. So
it's second only to Ross's Dress for Less. It's
literally shares a wall with Ross Dress for Less.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, they're moving in. They're trying to move in on.
Right, right.
The most successful clothier of.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we announcing something?
Not that I'm aware of. Thank God. Oh, y'all, this show couldn't get everything enough. Because I had nothing.
Well, that makes two of us. Should we just listen to the music?
That's probably the most entertaining option out there. Because... By the way,
do we have any voice letters? How about e-letters? Do we have any e-letters?
Yeah.
Well, they've probably been returned, and they probably sent them to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365.
Oh, well, I did... I wonder if Dr. Stone's cashews were ever returned.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Dr. Stone is in you know, they're playing the bagpipes because you can't get limes in Lemon Grove.
Ooh. Well, y'all, that's a lot. They didn't have any limes at all today either.
Well, you know, it's too much. It's just, you know.
Of course they
I'm sure they're trying to get them through the poor moose.
Oh, right. Bob, that's where they come from.
The limes are full moose. But who knows? It's hard to get a lot of them.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
And when I say whore moose, I don't mean moose pee.
Oh, no, that would be poor moose if you're talking about the two of them in the same.
But another whore, size of a moose came to mind.